This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And you can do that by clicking the rewind function on the Odyssey app. It's brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com, and you can listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. And why wouldn't you want to?
Of course, especially if you missed anything.
Sure.
Like our great segment on the kid that turned down $750,000 in NIL, the high school kid.
Was that a great segment?
I thought it was amazing. And Jeff, the insight you gave during that segment makes me just want to do this for another 13 years. I'm feeling all the love that's coming in. Now that you sit in this other seat and I literally have to look at you eye to eye rather than I could hide behind the computer when I didn't.
Which I always tried to do, lower my chair as much as possible.
I know, same thing with me. Yep. I don't know if I can. Can we? Oh, you know, I actually could move this computer, but then I'd probably be blocking the camera, so I don't want to do that.
I could get our little plexiglass screens that we used to have.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I could paint them. I could paint them black.
We could do that.
And then we wouldn't have to look at each other.
It would be such a better show, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Never before have two men with a face for radio excelled at that standard. Thank you.
Speak for yourself. And I see you are.
Sorry, that made me cough. I was live at work. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. 216-474-0092. Ed McCaffrey is going to join us here in just a few moments. We're going to talk about the NFL draft with him. And obviously, he's got so many different angles that not only did he play, right? He had 565 receptions for 7,422 yards and 55 touchdowns in his career. But then just look what his sons have been able to do, especially Christian, and then his other son, Luke. So, I mean, when you talk about, you know, understanding the draft from all angles, Ed McCaffrey is going to join us here in just a few moments, and he'll break it down and he'll give us the lowdown on what he sees and how things are going there. Plus, John Schumann's going to join us at 1 o'clock. He is from NBA.com, so we'll get a little bit more insight into the Cavaliers and the Miami Heat as that gets set to go here very soon. So, Ed has now moved to 120. Oh, how about that? So,
well, there you go.
So he'll be after John Schumann. So John Schumann at 1, Ed McCaffrey coming up at 12:20. We also had Mary Kay Cabot on with us a little bit earlier in the show at 11 o'clock. And, you know, we talked about the insight into what the Browns are actually probably going to do in this draft. And doesn't it just feel like Travis Hunter is the man? Like, it's just, I don't even think that there's any debate. And I think everything kind of got squashed yesterday when we started talking about Travis and, you know, is he going to be the man? And is there anybody that thinks that isn't true at this point?
I would think so.
I think it comes down to two things. It comes back to this morning's report on ESPN saying that the Giants and the Browns are fielding phone calls. And so it's to me, it kind of feels like it's Travis Hunter or trade. And I don't know that
does
trade
it really?
But I just think the Browns would have to have the socks knocked off on some kind of trade. And I also think that they wouldn't want to leave the top six spots in the draft. How do you see it? I think they're pretty, again, this is all speculation, but I think they're pretty set in what they're going to do, and I think they have been for weeks.
I'll give you an admission here just between you and me.
Oh, good.
Travis Hunter scares me.
Why?
6 foot, 188 pounds. Wide receivers usually don't go two. Corners usually don't go two. I don't know that part-time play at one of those positions, I'm assuming it's corner if he'd be the Browns, makes him worthy of the second pick. And I just keep looking at Abdul Carter, and I know he's had some off-the-field stuff that is a little bit of a concern, but I keep looking at Abdul Carter and thinking, well, that guy's looking at a 10-year career, 12-year career, and five trips to the Pro Bowl. And I just keep thinking, that's a much safer pick because I'm assuming that his level of play is going to be really high.
Isn't Will Campbell, too, on the offensive line?
Yeah, but
there's
nothing
sexy about that, but you could find yourself with an offensive lineman for the next 7 to 10 years, too?
I'm not going to do that, though, if I'm this team. I do think I would roll the dice slightly on Hunter if they think he's that good, that his ball skills are that good, and that he can be that effective. I'm just not a huge, huge, huge fan of smaller wide receivers. I like bigger, stronger wide receivers myself. Doesn't mean Travis Hunter couldn't be phenomenal for a really long time, because he could be. But I just think, man, they better be right on that guy. And I mean, everybody says he's an incredible talent. And, you know, if you watch his video, other than when he pushes off, which was frequently in most of the video I saw, he's really good. He's really good once he gets that ball in his hands. And, you know, I would understand the Browns taking him. But I just keep looking at Abdul Carter and I think, well, that just looks easy.
It does look easy.
And the idea of Miles and Carter together just appeals to me.
I laugh when I think about it because it appeals to me too. And I love the thought of Abdul Carter and Miles Garrett together. I just think that when you see them standing next to each other, and at some point you will, you'll be like, wow, Miles is a lot bigger.
Well, Miles is
than
a
Abdul
freak.
He is.
Miles
he
is the Michelin man.
And that's why I think people would be underwhelmed when they saw Carter just because, and you shouldn't be, but when you see him next to Miles Garrett, you'd be like, ooh, I don't know about that. But Carter's ability to get to the quarterback, just to watch him in college play in big games in college and to see what he's able to do and how he disrupted the game and how he disrupted offenses on the other side of the ball from Penn State was impressive. So much so that, I can't stop thinking about watching Abdul Carter when I think about him playing college football, that he was that good. And I think you're right, Jeff. He's going to have a long career in the NFL. He just doesn't make the same kind of splash that, you know, an offensive player would. That's the problem with the whole thing. I mean, we can sit here and we can talk about Miles Garrett till we're blue in the face, but Miles still doesn't get us into the end zone for a team that's averaging just over 15 points per game,
which is
the worst in the NFL, and it's more than a touchdown less than the number three team in the AFC North.
If you could add a premier player to a defense that we think will be better than it was last year and was really good the year before that, with Miles, who's under contract now for an extended period of time, and Mike Hall, who looks like he could be the real deal at tackle. My guess is they'll bring in another tackle yet. If JOK can come back, if, you know, Denzel, MJ, Greg Newsom, if he's still here. I mean, that defense could be really good, Andy. And then I'd like to say find yourself a playmaker at wide receiver, but this organization hasn't had a good track record of that in recent years. So, you know, and that makes me wonder about Travis Hunter as well.
Yeah, there's another point. And Dan, listen to this one too. We've been sitting here for months talking about what we think the Browns are going to do at two and where they're going. And as we settle in just, you know, 2 days before the draft.
We're still perplexed.
I do think that most people think they're going to take Travis Hunter. And, you know, I think they are. And Dan brought this up earlier that fans want to just, you know, dig their boots into the ground on who they want. I just don't feel like Browns fans are all in on one guy. Like, they have to take so-and-so. Otherwise, this is a mistake. I think we're all over the board on this. I think if they take Travis Hunter, Browns fans will be okay with it. If they took Abdul Carter, I think Browns fans would be okay with it. I think if they took Shedeur Sanders, there is a good chunk of Browns fans that would be good with it. No problem. If they took Ashton Jeanty, people would be like, oh my God, wow, we have a running back for the future and there's no question about it. I don't feel like Browns fans are like their heart is into one player and one player only because of the debates we have on the air with fans. I don't feel it. Like, I don't, that energy's not here. I also think a part of it has to do with the fact that we haven't had a first round pick in the last 3 years.
I think there's a lot of things at play. I think what you're saying is right. And of course, you know, you get a lot of that stuff via the internet as well. And you go on Twitter and it's just a cesspool. So, you know, everybody digs their feet in on everything and yells at you. And if you disagree with them, you're the dumbest person that's ever walked this earth. You know, it's borderline like the Browns Twitter side of thing has turned into politics where it's like, I believe what I believe and I will listen to nothing else besides what I believe. And so I think some of that might be seeping into it. I feel like, you know, you're talking callers. I feel like callers are maybe a little bit more open-minded than what's being there. But the thing that we're forgetting in all of this, too, is that we now have a track record of how Andrew Berry likes to think. And we have a track record of draft picks that Andrew Berry has picked. And maybe that's where we need to look.
And Dano, it's not been good.
No, but you can at least pick up tendencies. You know, you could see some of the tendencies. So, like, one of the things that's always stood out to me is young freak athletes. He loves young freak athletes. Michael Hall was young. JOK was young. David Njoku was young. Young is a thing that they look for.
Yeah, but David didn't draft. They didn't draft David.
But they signed him to a long-term contract that and kept him here for a period of time when a lot of people were thinking, really want to hand that guy that money?
Is there a no-brainer? That's my other question here, too. Is there really a no-brainer for the Browns at two? I don't think there is.
I do.
What is it?
Abdul Carter.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I said that for weeks, and then again, I'm not sure.
Andy, I'm not sure he's the right pick for them, but I do think he's the closest thing to a no-brainer at two. Don't you? Unless you wanted to go off the board and go offensive lineman, like you said.
You could go Will Campbell, and I think you'd be. It's a safe pick.
Or Mason Graham, defensive tackle.
Yeah, either way, I think you could probably go. But
I do think just because of all the talk about two-way and wide receiver not being, you know, worthy at two and blah, 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 there's a little bit of a with Travis Hunter.
Is there? I just don't know. I get that feeling. The phone lines are packed. 216-474-0092. Hang on if you can't get in. I'm going to ask you this again next segment. We'll talk about it here. I'll take one phone call real quick. But, I mean, is there a guy that you're saying they have to take, can't believe it if they don't? Like, who do Browns fans really want? I think we're kind of forced ourselves into Travis Hunter this week. And it's only been the past 5 days. We'll take one phone call quick, and then I will take more on the other side of the break. But Patrick in Hudson. Go ahead, Patrick.
Gentlemen, what's going on? Thanks for having me. Cannot wait for Thursday. Can't wait to finally just have our answer, and then we can go discuss who we took. But, man, I'm all aboard Travis Hunter. I can see the draw to Abdul Carter, but in my opinion, I see Justin Jefferson out of him. I think the way that guy attacks the football – is just special. You know, I don't think that you see many guys that understand how he sees a ball in the air and he says, that's mine. I'm also very excited that we moved on from quarterback at two. I don't think a QB is really worthy at two unless it's Cam Ward. And I'm excited for a project even at 33. So I think if they want to roll with Flacco, they're going to let Flacco start the year, in my opinion. And, yeah, I'm all aboard. I'm all aboard Travis Hunter, man.
All right, Patrick and Hudson, thank you very much. I think the Kenny Pickett argument is going to get stronger as we – although let's see. Let's see where they draft a quarterback in this draft because we all know they're going to do it. The question is when. But who are you all in on? Like, who you're going to wake up Friday and go, I can't believe they didn't take my guy. You serious? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.